Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care, and you can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. And lo and behold, speaking of Piedmont Medical Center, here is another role that this young lady plays. Her name is Miss Christmasville. No, it's Maddie Ewing. Maddie, of course, did you do this on your own, or did they just twist your arm and say initially you got to do it for 2 years?
You know, I unfortunately did this to myself. Not unfortunately. It's been a blast. But no, I signed up and I said, all right. It was about halfway through my first year as vice chair that I said, I think I want to do this twice. I think I like it. And we're coming up on our 20th anniversary next year. And so I said, you know what? That's a big milestone. You need something big. And I would hate to be the person that comes in to do it for the first time and to have to do something so big. So I said, I'll take one for the team. I'll do it twice.
All right. So here we are. Christmasville, by the way, officially, you can say it officially got started yesterday with the launch, the breakfast launch.
Yes.
But for most people, it's going to be officially underway tomorrow, right there at Fountain Park, when everything kicks off. And I tell you what, that is something you have to see down there. I mean, the weather's going to be perfect. It'll be nice and chilly and cold. And the Winthrop Rockettes will come out of there, and they kick up a great dance routine. And you've got all the other things that are planned for that evening.
Yes.
It's about a half-hour program. Is that about right?
We've added showtime to it as well. It's about 45 minutes
okay,
now.
Okay, 45 minutes. Starts when?
6 p.m.
6 p.m.
But get there early if you want a seat.
Yeah.
It will fill up.
It will fill up big time. And bundle up because ain't no heaters out there. And we might even have a few snowflakes out there.
Hey, you know what? If my Christmas wish comes true, we will. We'll have some snow.
Good for you. So to pull this thing off, you started working on this Christmasville the day after the last Christmasville?
I sure did. I came home that night and I said, I have got to rest. I have not slept in days. I'm tired. And I laid down and I closed my eyes. And that's when I started planning, because I said, you know, let me think about this. And what about this? And what if we did this? That very night, I think I probably stayed up until 1 o'clock in the morning that night, because I just started writing things down. I was like, all right, let's do it.
So for those who are new to the community and for some reason haven't heard about this, downtown Rock Hill is turned into a Vernon Grant Christmas card for basically 3 days. Starts Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 4 days, whatever you want to call it. And it is amazing. You have, what, 80, 90, 100 different activities that will be underway?
At least.
At least.
And each activity typically has an activity in it. So a lot going on, to say the least.
And it runs all the way from Fountain Park down to Dave Law Boulevard.
Yep.
Over to White Street.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of that whole big block.
It does.
It's Christmasville.
We've got some stuff on Black Street. We've got some stuff down Oakland Avenue. We've got some stuff down near the warehouses on White. We've got some stuff going on at the Thread. So it's kind of, you know, the majority of stuff is right there downtown. But we've also got a few other things out and about.
All right. The best way to figure out this whole thing, I saw your map that you gave out, which I thought was very nice.
Thank you.
Those will be available to other people?
Yep, we'll have those on the street. Okay. Santa's sleigh will have them in them. So if you see Santa, ask him for a map. And we'll have them all around.
All right. Now, a lot of people are going to be going to their phones to find out what the heck's going on where. So how do they do that? What are they going to, your Facebook page?
Facebook page is for, if you want quick updates, that's what we're doing, the quick updates. If you want to see event-specific stuff, our website, ChristmasvilleRockHill.com, and we've also got, on our Facebook page, we have specialized events. For each event that we have a Facebook event created for it as well.
Right. There's no more app. The app is gone.
No more app.
Not
that's
doing
correct.
The app. All right. Facebook and ChristmasvilleRockHill.com.
Yes.
All right. Good. So, I don't... To pull this off, you have roughly how many volunteers?
So we've got a wonderful board of governors. We've got about 18 folks on there. We've got a planning committee team, so of team leaders, about 60, a little over 60. We've got about 600, between 600 and 700 community volunteers.
Oh, my God.
And then I think 110 sponsors.
Jeez, Suey. Woo!
Lots of people.
Woo! Now, when you let's just talk about the sponsors.
Absolutely.
This undertaking is very expensive. It has morphed into, I forgot what the number is, but several $100,000, if not more. And most of these events are free, just about all of them. Not all of them, but just about all of them. Mm-hmm. So it's the sponsors who shell out the dollars. And since we're talking about Piedmont Medical Center, they are the presenting sponsor.
They sure are.
You'll see their logos all over the place. And that is a huge commitment from these businesses to write these checks so that the general public can have fun.
Yeah, it is incredible. We truly could not do this festival, period, much less to the level that we're doing it without these sponsors. We've got, you know, free entertainment rides for kids, so many activities that are free, and just, you know, even the things that you've got to pay for, we couldn't even pull those off just in paying, you know, if ticket sales, they don't cover the events. No. Our sponsors do that, and we truly couldn't do any of it without them.
And what's interesting is, if you look at your list of sponsors, every year it grows.
It
doesn't shrink, it grows. And most of those names that are on there are names who have been on there for probably 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
I think that says a lot for the festival. Everybody loves it. It's probably the biggest thing. I mean, next to Come See Me, this is the biggest. And I really think it's bigger because it's concentrated over a few days rather than 2 weeks like Come See Me is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in one geographic area, whereas Come See Me is kind of all over the place. Okay. So how do we begin to understand these activities? I think that what we ought to do is try to break them down. And let's talk about all the young moms and dads who are out there. And they've got wee ones, let's say, I don't know, what, under 7, under 8 years of age. What kinds of things would you suggest they want to make sure they get into?
So we'll start. With tomorrow night, and we'll just kind of all run you through the weekend.
Okay.
So on Thursday, obviously, like you said, opening ceremonies. After opening ceremonies, we have a free event. It is called Cookies and Cocoa with Santa. Happens at First Presbyterian. It is quite the event.
Right next door, by the way.
Right next door. Head on over. And then Friday morning, if you have got, depending on how young your youngest is, we have got preschool day. And that is for all of our Old Town preschools come together, and some of our schools in the area come out. But, you know, if you're a mom or a dad or a grandparent or whoever, and you've got kids at home that day, you can bring them to downtown completely free. There are 12 stations throughout downtown with crafts, games, activities, all kinds of fun stuff going on. And there's also going to be sing-alongs with Santa at Fountain Park. And that is on Friday starting at 8:30.
Friday is starting at 8:30.
Yes.
That's in the morning.
That's in the morning. Yep, 8:30 to 2, I believe. Yep, 8:30 to 2.
Okay.
And then we've got, of course, the Rock Hill Christmas Parade. It's not a Christmasville event, but we're glad to have it on the same weekend as Christmasville. And then Saturday morning, we have got our Whimsical Character Breakfast, which is brand new this year, and we still have tickets for sale for that, actually.
Okay.
We are selling those until Friday. So if you want your ticket, there's time.
And this is being held where?
This is being held at the Gathering Space, right behind counter.
Yep. Okay.
The menu is delicious. It's fun. It is kid friendly, but it's also, you know, if you're an adult, you'll also find something you like. And it is for our Christmasville friends that aren't Santa. So it's for the Grinch. It's for Buddy the Elf. It's Grant the Gnome. It's Freddy the Coke Polar Bear. We've got our beloved reindeer friends that will be out there as well. The Grinch is doing a story time. And it's just breakfast. You know, you'll sit, you'll listen to stories, you'll get to meet and greet with your favorite Christmasville characters. And that's a really fun event. After that, we have got our VIG club. Unfortunately, VIG is sold out. So if you haven't gotten your tickets, you'll have to hit us up next year. But after VIG, if you've got young kids and you've already got those tickets, we have story time with Santa, and that is on the Main Street stage at 10:30.
Okay.
And that is a new event this year. It's completely free. You can just show up to the Main Street stage at 10:30, maybe a little earlier to get your seat.
So is that stage going to be located towards Fountain Park or at the bottom part of this?
Bottom part near Dave Lyle, okay. Right by the Wells Fargo.
Okay.
But on Main Street, where it used to be several years ago.
Sure.
We're bringing it back out there. Completely free. Just come. Listen to a story with Santa.
Yeah, that's good.
After that, we've got Santa's Workshop, which is completely free. We've got, I think, 16 stations for that. Again, games, activities for all ages.
It's going to be up and down the street?
Up and down the street, yep. Inflatables, all kinds of good stuff. We've also got Jingle Bell parades on Saturday and Sunday. With Santa, you get jingle bells. You meet at Haven Miller State Farm, and you get your jingle bell, and then you walk down Main Street, and you have a jingle bell parade with Santa. It is quite the activity.
You're too old for it, Ron. You can't have it. Sorry.
And then on Sunday, we are going to do it all over. Sunday is also Santa's Workshop. Sunday is also How the Grinch Stole Christmas is on Saturday. So you can go and listen to a story time with the Grinch at South State Bank. There are two times for that on Saturday, 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock. That also happens on Sunday as well.
Good.
But yeah, Santa's Workshop's all weekend. The Grinch is all weekend. Inflatables, free rides. We've also got ice sculptures. That is always a hit. We'll have an ice sculptor out there, and he's carving, and they're interactive. And for the first time in many years, I'm happy to say that it will not be melted. It will still be frozen because it's going to be so
stinking cold
out there.
That's good.
And, you know, of course, you know, within every event that we've got, there's so many things to do outside of it. We've got roving entertainers that are going to be out on the street for pictures. We've got just all kinds of stuff.
The key to all this, if you're listening, is obviously you're going to have to organize yourself.
Yes.
You need to go online to ChristmasvilleRockHill.com or go to Facebook, whatever, and look at the activities. Get one of those maps that's going to be downtown. And just start circling the things you want to get to. Otherwise, you're going to miss them because it's too much.
There's too much. There is. And, you know, there's so many people downtown, and there's a lot going on. But we wanted there to be so much happening so that you didn't have to wait in a 45-minute line to do anything.
Yeah.
So that you didn't have to, you know, be shoulder to shoulder with everybody. We have so much so that there's something for everybody, whether you have money to spend or not. Whether you know, love crowds or hate crowds, whether you like loud noises or don't, no matter what you're looking for, we tried to have something for everybody, and that's why there's so much going on. So stuff tailored for everybody.
Yeah, well, and I tell you what, the breakfast at the gathering place, Chef Rob is going to be involved with that, and there's nothing that comes out of his kitchen that you're not going to like, breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And he knows how to feed a crowd, as he just proved up here feeding all of Duke Energy's people. That's great. That's a great place to have all that. All right, so that's it. You know, those are the highlights for the youngsters.
Yes.
All right. Now, do we dare say, what would the next age bracket be? Let's say somebody in their 30s, 40s?
Yeah, or even, you know, we've got stuff for, you know, and a lot of that stuff can apply to teenagers as well. There's still some fun to be had for teenagers.
Right.
They're not too cool. but, yeah, I would say, you know, even 20s, if you're, you know, 21 and up, I'd say that is the next age bracket, honestly.
All right, so we got our 21 years old, they're home from college.
Yes.
Right?
For the
weekend.
Let's do it.
Let's see it. What else we got for you?
All right, so 21 and up, we have got on Thursday night, it starts at 5 p.m., we've got our South Carolina's first ever Urban Glow in the Dark Disc Golf Tournament.
I don't know how you're going to pull this off. You're actually putting the baskets for the... For the discs.
All downtown. A wonderful map we've created, and it's going to wind through the streets, down alleyways. These old town businesses have opened up their alleyways, their backyards, you know, their front, you know, right in front of their business to let us come in and have this tournament.
Now, do these discs glow at night?
They do. The baskets glow at night, and we've got Christmas lights out there as obstacle, or, you know, we'll have, like, Christmas trees. You'll have to throw a disc around a Christmas tree, and that Christmas tree will be lit up, and it's going to be magical.
So now, where do you register for this, or how do you do this?
You can register online. You can also walk up day of. We are, I think our capacity was at 100, and I think we've sold about 85.
Jeez.
So we're getting close on that. So if you want your tickets, get them.
This is Thursday.
It's Thursday.
Where's the
check-in is at Hoppin.
At Hoppin.
Start at Hoppin.
Yeah.
Yes.
Get a brew and get started.
There you go. and what's even cooler is if you are not somebody that plays disc golf, but you're interested and just, you know, want to see what in the world I'm talking about, you can. There's going to be spots along the course. So there's 18 holes. And each hole is sponsored by an Old Town business, and they will have something at their hole. So whether you're playing disc golf, watching disc golf, or just want to walk around and see what the world is going on downtown, there's about 18 different spots throughout downtown where a business has set up and they're doing something, whether it's a photo booth, a contest, whether they're selling a food or a beverage, whatever it is, they've got something for you at that hole.
What I can't imagine is how they're going to throw those discs from one hole to the next hole with all those buildings and everything that's in downtown. All right.
Let me tell you, we have probably had about 20 walkthroughs of downtown and of each hole, and they're not as long as your traditional disc golf hole.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little shorter for safety reasons, of course, but we have walked through with so many people from the city. We've walked through with safety managers, liability experts, to really make sure that people are going to be safe, because, you know, that's a concern. Yeah. And when I said a disc golf tournament, everyone looked at me and said, there's no way they're letting you do that. And here we are.
Well, I'll bet
it's going to be great.
I'll bet you Innova loved the idea.
Yes.
And have they ever done anything like this before?
No, first ever.
Ha!
First ever. So
you may go international with this idea.
Who knows?
It all originated right here in Rock Hill. Good. All right, we got to take our mid-program break. Remind everybody you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax You with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. Find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. All right, we're here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Anybody who knows anything about this place knows that the secret sauce, is how they make the fresh subs and salads. At the count of three, we're going to tell you what that secret sauce is. Are you ready? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice.
Garden, garden, garden.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Hey, Alex, have you heard that Substation 2 now has gift cards?
Yeah, I just heard about that, and I'm on my way to get one now. They're perfect for holidays, birthdays, and graduations, and they're reloadable, reusable, and available in any amount you want.
Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Most people experience orthopedic concerns at some point in their lifetime, whether it's arthritis, back pain, injury, or any other condition. At Piedmont Medical Center, our team understands joint pain can make a huge difference in your day-to-day activities, and we stand ready to help. With minimally invasive surgical options available, the orthopedic teams in Rock Hill and Fort Mill are here to help you break free from pain so you can live more happily. Learn more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Now, parts of Western York County can enjoy Comporium's advanced internet technology every day. Thanks to the partnership between Comporium and York Electric Cooperative, parts of Western York County now have access to Comporium fiber technology that gives you the ability to stream, download, search, and conference quickly and reliably. Not only is Comporium fiber fast, it's also affordable, starting at just $49.99 per month with no connection fee. For details, go online to comporium.link/YEC to sign up for Comporium high-speed internet today.
Shop for the holidays smarter this year with Founders Federal Credit Union. Now through December 31st, take advantage of 7.9% APR on select purchases made with your Founders credit card. Spread more holiday cheer this year without breaking your budget. Visit foundersfcu.com/cc for more information. Terms and conditions apply. To obtain additional cost information, please contact us at 1-800-845-1614. On July 1st, 2025, the promotional APR will revert to the effective APR as previously disclosed. Visit foundersfcu.com/cc for a list of qualifying purchases.
If you need catering, Substation 2 has a number of options. Right, Charlie?
At Substation 2, we have giant party subs, we have sliced deli meat trays, we have sandwich trays. We basically have everything you need for the party except the people, and we can supply them too.
Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Maddie Ewing is with us. She is the festival chair extraordinaire for Christmasville, not only 2024, but 2025. And I'm not even going to ask you if you're thinking about 2025, because you got to get through 2024. So I'm really intrigued with this nighttime disc golf tournament that you're going to be doing.
Yes.
Through the streets of Rock Hill on Thursday night. And you just show up at Hoppin. What time did you say?
Check-in starts at 4.
Check-in starts at 4. Tournament's going to start?
Right at 5.
Right at 5. Okay. Yep. So you can have yourself a couple of beers and away you go.
There you go.
But are you going, is it just a one-night deal?
It's not. It is not, actually. We have also got disc golf as part of our Christmasville After Dark activities. On Saturday night, we have got Putting League, which is a glow-in-the-dark putting disc golf. So it's, if think mini golf for putt-putt for disc golf. So shorter baskets, you're just throwing, you know, from one basket to the other, and it's a little like bracket style tournament, and that is walk up. I think you can register online, but it's also walk up, super easy. You just walk up day of. That's what most people will do, and play Putting League for a little bit.
So now this starts at Hoppin too?
Nope, that is at Rock Hill Coffee.
Rock Hill Coffee.
It's at Rock Hill Coffee. It'll be outside at Rock Hill Coffee. Right on Main Street. Those are two of our After Dark activities.
I think that's great. All right, so other 20, we're now doing 21 and older activities.
Yes.
If you missed the youth activities, go back and catch the first part of the program, and she gave a whole list of them. All right, what else are you going to suggest?
All right, so we have got the Beer Garden, and that will be on Saturday and Sunday. This is the first time Christmasville has ever had a Beer Garden, and it is an area blocked off on Oakland Avenue in between South State and First Citizens, right at the corner of Main and Oakland, just a little bit back. And in it, we will have beer trucks. We will have live entertainment from 12 to 6. We will have that will be the exclusive location to buy the Christmasville beer. You can either get it there.
Whoa. What's this Christmasville beer?
Have you never heard of the Christmasville beer?
I'm sorry, I have not.
Oh, we've had it for a few years now. We've got a Christmasville beer brewed by Rock Hill Brewing.
Okay.
We have got a Christmasville cider made by Windy Hill.
Ah.
We've got a Christmasville rum distilled by Sleeping Giant. And we've got a Christmasville coffee made by Knowledge Perk.
Isn't that something? Great. So yes. All that's going to be between South State
Yep, that's where the beer garden is.
Right.
There's also, there'll be turf out there. It's going to be it will feel like a beer garden. We'll have some yard games, live music. I think we've got some heaters out there to warm up. 21 up only in that area, of course, because it's kind of just a spot where they can, if you're 21 or older, you can go in and take a break. You can enjoy the magic of Christmasville without all the yelling.
Well, I'm sure there'll be some yelling in it anyway. So with beer, mm-hmm. I got to think there's got to be food. What are we doing for food?
Oh, my goodness. We got a whole lot of food. We have got about 20 incredible food trucks and food vendors out during the festival. We have got them on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We've got them up and down Main Street. We've got them on Hampton. We've got them on Saluda near Fountain Park. We've got them across from Fountain Park. And I think we'll even have a few on Elizabeth.
Jeez.
So they're all over.
And there are going to be all kinds of different varieties of what they're offering.
We've got sweet. We've got salty. We've got concession stand food. We've got King of Fire pizza. We've got burgers. I think we've got some tacos. We've got everything.
Okay, got plenty of food.
All yes. Right.
So any other highlights for the 21 and older crowd?
We've got Taste of Christmasville. So it is not only for the 21 and older crowd, but it is anybody can really enjoy it. But
for my crowd.
Anybody. It can be for anybody. Absolutely. It's a culinary crawl through Old Town. And we have, I think, 16 different participating Old Town businesses, restaurants, breweries, eateries, ice cream shops, coffee shops, whatever. And we've got this passport, and you pick it up at any of the participating locations. And you pick it up, and they have got a curated menu item and drink just for Christmasville. You get that, and it's between $10 and $15.
Okay.
You get the menu item, and you get a stamp on your Christmasville passport.
All right.
Once you get 3 Christmasville stamps, you get a free glow-in-the-dark After Dark T-shirt. So that's fun. Anybody can participate in that. But
so
there will be some alcoholic and some non-alcoholic beverages for that one.
Okay.
Last 21 and up events, we've got Jazzy Jingles and Soulful Sounds.
Do what?
Jazzy Jingles and Soulful Sounds.
Okay.
That is on Friday, December 13th after the festival. We've got Hops and Stops, which is a brewery bar crawl on a trolley. And that is on Saturday, December 14th after the festival. And we've got Chef's Table on Monday, December 9th, after the festival. So we've got some of our ticketed events that are for our older crowd. Those are after the festival because, you know, you don't want to drag your kids or your mom and dad or whoever around this festival until 5 p.m. and then go home, get ready, come back out all night. So we decided we'd move it, give you guys a minute to breathe, and then next we'll just keep the party going next weekend.
That's interesting. So the big main events are this coming weekend, but for those who need a chill pill and want to enjoy, you know, some Christmas activities afterwards, Christmasville is going to be extended into the next weekend.
It sure will.
That's great. Good for you. So are you tired yet?
Huh? I'm living on caffeine and a Christmas dream.
I hope we don't have to check you into Piedmont Medical Center.
I sure hope not.
Which, by the way, again, is the presenting sponsor for all of this,
they
along
sure
with,
are.
What'd you say, 100 and what?
110 other sponsors.
110 other sponsors.
And not only that, Manning, I have to say, Piedmont Medical Center is my employer, and they are so incredibly gracious to let me do this as well, because I'm not at the hospital right now, clearly, and I have not been for a week, and it'll be another week until they see me, and they're so incredibly gracious to let me do this and to give not only financial support to the festival, but also resources like me to chair the festival. And they'll have staff there all weekend volunteering, making crafts, doing fun stuff. They'll have EMS support there all weekend. So they're really giving more than money. They give resources too.
So you get down to this unique thing that I really, it's what makes Rock Hill tick. It's called community.
Yeah.
And if you haven't, if you're new to this community, step out and take some time and come to Christmasville. I think about all these people who are filling these apartment buildings that have been going up, who probably spend most of their time going back and forth to Charlotte to work.
Yeah.
Well, here's a great opportunity for you to figure out why you're living here and what makes this place really neat. And it's things like this. This is a real sense of community. When you've got 600 volunteers, you got 110, 120, whatever it is, sponsors that make this basically a free event for everything that's going to be going on.
Yeah.
I mean, that to me speaks volumes about where we live.
It does. And, you know, you truly see it when you come out on the street and you see, you know, neighbors speaking to neighbors. They're like, oh, we didn't know you were going to be here. We have people that haven't seen each other since high school that come out. We have, you know, people that of all walks of life just meet friends on the street because that's what it's all about. And that's what Rock Hill's all about.
Any idea as to how many people might be taking advantage of these activities? I mean, this could be a large crowd.
So in years past, we've had anywhere from 60 to 80,000. And you know me, Manning, I don't do anything small. So my goal is 100,000 people downtown this weekend.
And trust me, they'll have a way of measuring all this. I know they do.
We sure do.
So it's quite something. Well, Maddie, you have worn me out, and I'm sure you've worn out the listeners, but good job to you for what you've done here. And again, it all kicks off tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
That's the big deal. It's down at Fountain Park. That starts at 6 o'clock, did you say?
It does.
All right. And again, just to tell everybody what that kickoff involves besides the Winthrop Rockettes.
Yep. We've got Showtime Theater Company out there doing. They're going to do a skit. You'll hear a little bit about what's going to be happening over the weekend. You'll hear from our board members. And you will also see Santa.
See Santa,
yes.
Of course. And you may see some snow.
You might see snow. Oh, you will see some snow.
Aha.
Whether it's fake or real, that's to be determined. And then we also have closing ceremonies Sunday to wrap up the festival, also at 6 o'clock. It is downtown. It is on the Main Street stage instead. And we are going to have a very special first time ever surprise for everybody.
All right. Good for you. Well, Maddie, thanks for all that you're doing, and thanks to your team of 600 volunteers. Thanks to all the businesses that are making this possible, including Piedmont Medical Center, but this is something. Don't miss Christmasville 2024, underway Thursday night. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax you with Founders. And by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. All right, we're going to tell everybody one more time what's going on here. The new grandfather is here with a beam on his face. What do we do here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, that cause you to come in here and have a meal right now? At the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Have yourself a wonderful Christmasville day, and we'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.